CJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us today. I don't know why, but I sound like I have a slight cold, and I don't. It actually has to do with inhaling fumes. No, I should let me rephrase that, because you may get the wrong idea. Fumes, referring to paint fumes. Wait a second. No. I don't mean that I was standing over a can of paint going, yee. No. Nothing like that. Actually, it had to do with some work that I was getting done, and the workers were painting and everything, and I was kind of watching what they were doing in one specific room to make sure they actually got it right, and that is why. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. I feel fine. Like the song, I feel fine. Yes. The Beatles, I think. Yes, it was the Beatles. Yes. Anyway, nice to have you with us. After all that dribble for 1 minute. This is our last Happy Station show. The last regular Happy Station for 2016. And that's because we have a number of special programs coming up over the next few weeks, and I will tell you about them after we take a listen to our first piece of music today. Carefree Highway, Gordon Lightfoot.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living, just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
Yes, Mr. Gordon Lightfoot singing about a carefree highway. Mind you, after the driving experience that I've had this past week, I really doubt that today you can actually find a carefree highway, unless you're driving somewhere in Inner or Outer Mongolia where you can drive for days and not see anyone. But I'm certain if you're driving in a city, you're not going to find a carefree highway. I don't know about you, but I realized how many swear words I know just from driving. Yes, I'm one of those people that just, I cannot stand twits on the road. And usually they're driving a Peugeot or some god-awful car. And, well, if there's anybody out there who does drive a Peugeot, yes, the French car, you know, very nice car. No, well, not really. If there's anybody out there who does drive a Peugeot, I'm not referring to you specifically, but many of your carologists, that's a new word, carologists, automaniacs, you know, that do drive Peugeots tend to be quite ghastly. Again, not all. It's amazing, though, how Peugeot went from making fantastic cars to making some of the best, worst cars you can actually find. But that is neither here nor there. Anyway, nice to have you with us. Now, let me explain what is happening over the next few weeks. Today, the 11th of December, that's when the program airs on PCJ. But our partner stations may be hearing the show on a different date other than the 11th. And I mention that right now because it's the same with any of the dates that I mention, okay? You might hear it before, you might hear it after, you might hear it on, okay? Now, this is our last regular show for 2016, the last regular program for 2016. The programs of the 18th and 25th are our two annual Christmas programs. So the 18th and 25th of December are two annual Christmas programs. And something that I only realized many months ago, that the first Happy Station for 2017 falls on the 1st of January. Yes, it falls on the 1st of January. So what do we have planned? Well, the only thing I will say is that show will be done literally the night before and the day of January 1st, 2017. Which means I will either sound like I have a hangover, or probably I'll be continuing the party, and luckily, hopefully, the engineer that we actually have on that date will be able to schlep the program together. If he's not too hungover. So anyway, yes, that's what we have. On the 1st of January is our annual New Year's program. And this year it actually falls on New Year's Day. So, some of the partner stations that do run Happy Station, before we do, may be repeating a program. If you're not repeating a program, if you are repeating a program, then you will be hearing that show a week late. If you're not, then you will be hearing it on either the exact same day or right after. So, anyway, that's what we have planned. Also, some other things as well, and there is going to be a small announcement made at our website, pcjmedia.com, concerning that very first program. I'm not going to tell you what we have scheduled on it, only because it's still, everything is like sort of kind of still up in the air on it, and it's still being worked out. But hopefully, we will actually have that. Now, let me see, what else do we have? Yes, now. No, let's take music, and then I will tell you about the rest of the holiday programs that we have for PCJ during the remainder of December. So, let's now listen to Caterina Valente with her brother Silvio Francesco and the Peppermint Twist. Ha ha ha.
Ich gestern Abend war. Und gestern Abend war ich in der Peppermint Bar. Ich weiß, wie man küsst beim Peppermint Twist. Oh, wie schön. Oh, wie schön. Wenn wir zwei uns verstehen. Beim Twisten, Twisten, Peppermint. Kiss me, baby, twist me, baby. Heute mal ran. Er twistet so nett mit mi Baby Babette. Oh, wie schön. Oh, wie schön. Wenn wir zwei uns verstehen. Beim Twisten, Twisten, Peppermint. Kiss me, Baby, twist me, Baby. Wenn wir zwei uns verstehen. Oh, wie schön. Oh, twisting, twisting, peppermint. One, two, three, kick, one, two, three. So tanzen wir bis morgen früh. Kiss me, baby, one, two, three. So tanzen wir bis morgen früh. Pep, 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 peppermint.
Caterina Valente and her brother Silvio Francesco with the Peppermint Twist here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, let me tell you about the other special programs that actually we have coming up here on PCJ Radio International. The Stuff File with Peter Anthony Holder will have his annual Christmas program that will air on the 19th of December, with another program on the 26th of December. Jazz for the Asking will be, well, Jazz for the Asking. The Kelly Alexander Show will be there with a Christmas program. I believe we will be having it on the 21st of December. Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti have a couple of very interesting programs that were done by the old Swiss Radio International. Swiss Fondue is one. And the Swiss Radio International New Year's Party that was recorded live in a studio at SRI way back in the early 70s. Media Network. Vintage Media Network with Jonathan Marks will continue. Now, this is where we get into an interesting area. Those of you who are listening now through our partner stations may have a station that runs the weekly edition of Focus Asia Pacific. Now, we have two versions of that program. There's the version that airs three times a day to radio stations in the Pacific. That program will continue as normal throughout the holiday season. However, the 30-minute edition of Focus Asia Pacific, which is the which goes for our international audience, will have three special editions produced. So they won't be current affairs like they normally are. We'll be focusing on documentaries. And those are for the 16th, 23rd, and 30th of December. Media Network Plus also has three very special programs on the 17th, 24th, and then the annual bloopers program, which will be airing on the 31st of December. Now, I should mention again, just in case you hear these dates and go, well, my local station doesn't air it on those days. That's because these are the dates for specifically PCJ Radio International transmissions. And if you're wondering why I don't mention it for your local station, well, I mean, we would be here all day if I said, well, KRCW airs the program on Mondays at blah, 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 and something, something, CC airs it on this day. I mean, it would just be too complicated. But if you check out the website for the local station that you listen to your favorite PCJ programs on, you'll find the schedule there, and you can sort of work it out. You can sort of work it out, right? Just think about it. If the show airs before our date, you know what day it is. If it airs after our date, then you know what day it is, so you can easily find it, okay? All right. Another thing, let me mention it now. Actually, this is not really part of the holiday programs that we were preparing, because during the... From the 12th, which is tomorrow, which is Monday, December 12th, right until January 2nd, the only department at PCJ Radio International that will be open for business is going to be the newsroom. Most of the features and documentaries and other programs like this one have had their programs prepared well in advance. Now, this week's Media Network Plus for December the 10th is actually another special program looking at Radio Australia. This past week, if you've been following, Radio Australia announced that they were going to discontinue all their shortwave broadcasts but continue on satellite and online to the Pacific, and that's what we focus on this week. So, let me see. Is that it? I think that is it for now. Another thing, of course, that we do in the month of December, leading up to our holiday programs, is play at least one Christmas song before you get 2 weeks of Christmas music being bombarded at you. So let's take a listen to the selection that we have for this week. Peggy Lee and Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar keep ringing, happy holidays to you. Seeing old friends, oh, the fun of it all, at holiday time, holiday time. Presents and goodies and everything fine, at holiday time, holiday time. holiday, oh happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, happy holiday, happy holiday.
Happy holidays, Peggy Lee. And you can hear more Christmas music and some very interesting Christmas features and stories for Happy Station on the 18th and 25th. So next week and the week following. You know, this year for 2016 is the first time in I don't know how long that I am unable to have my annual Christmas party. The first year. What has sort of happened. Now, what I've been doing for years, a friend of mine, very good friend of mine, Theo Lee, and I, for years now, have had our annual Christmas party. And we usually have people coming to the party, somewhere between 20, 25, sometimes 30 people. And we have a big table. Very big table for that many people, and people usually maybe will show up for drinks at around maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, have cocktails and wine and everything until 8 o'clock, and then we sit down to dinner from 8 o'clock until sometimes midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, that's how long the meal takes, because you know it's the kind of thing, and I think anybody out there will understand this. But, you know, if you go to somebody's house for a Christmas dinner or one of these holiday dinners, right, everybody sits down, everybody eats like within an hour and a half, and then everybody wants to fall asleep later. Now, my thinking was, well, let me pan it out over a long period of time. So we say we will start maybe around 8, 8:30, and we will continue until midnight. Now, all the food, which actually I cook myself, the whole dinner. Nothing comes out. I don't bring everything out at one time. I will bring out this first, that second, and so on and so on. And no turkey. I really don't like turkey. Turkey is something that, you know, actually I've never liked turkey if I think about it. Even my early days as a child, many years ago, at Christmas or a Thanksgiving celebration or something, turkey was never my favorite thing. I just don't like it. I just find it has no taste or anything. And I will traditionally try to do something different every Christmas, which is actually, it isn't that difficult. I mean, one year there was goose, one year there was ducks, many ducks, you see, many ducks. Because ducks, I mean, two people can eat one duck. So I had many, 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 many ducks, little ducklings, yum, yum, yum. Chicken I won't do, even though I like chicken, but I'm not going to do that for something like Christmas. Had pig, pork, a big roasting thing, you know, on a spit. So I always try to do something different every year for Christmas dinner and try to do it as sort of an untraditional Christmas dinner, something different. So it's actually quite international because usually our guests come from many different countries. So somebody said that the dinner is like a United Nations of food. It's like a United Nations of food. I've had some Middle Eastern food, Italian food, French, everything, you know, German as well. So this is actually the first year that I'm taking a break from it. And it was only decided 2 weeks ago that it would be impossible to organize the annual Christmas dinner this year. Simply because we have a new apartment, which is actually in the same building, and they're actually connected together. One is on top of the other. And all the work that has been going into it is actually completed. But now furnishing the place and moving stuff from one to the other, because the two apartments are going to be kept separate. Well, they're connected. How the reason is because we just need more space. And one apartment is sort of going to be like a guest house for when people come to visit us here in Taiwan. And that one will remain as it is, and also a place where we can put the dogs at night so they don't start barking in the morning, waking us up. And then our living quarters, which will be right below it. The thing, though, is because of the schedule that I've had now for months working on this car show, there's just been no time to really organize it. So we have to cancel it this year. The Christmas dinner portion of it. However, we will have a drinks party. Yes, a drinks party. But we told everybody you should eat before you come because you'll be having many cocktails and we don't want people getting ill or too hungover. Well, no. If you're not hungover enough, then it's not a really good party. So you have to cancel it this year. But there will be a Christmas party coming up in January, at the end of January. We decided that this year, because Chinese New Year is coming up at the end of January, the beginning of February, to do the annual Chinese New Year's party that we also have, and the Christmas party, and combine it together. So that should be interesting. So at least it gives a little bit more time. And actually, to be honest, I was trying to think of a way that I could get everything organized before the 25th. And I don't think I can. I just don't think I can, which is too bad. But at least we can have the drinks part of it. And then you could call it the prequel. The prequel to the, you know, the secondary Christmas party. Yes. So usually a lot of fun. If you do follow me on Facebook, just take a book and hit your face. If you do follow me on Facebook, you will see pictures somewhere in my timeline or in the photos section of past ones. I mean, we go on to the early hours of the morning, which I love. I mean, as we finish, maybe finish eating 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. But it continues until sunrise. And usually after the dinner, more people show up, so it's just a lot of fun. Last year, we actually went through 4 cases of wine, 4 cases of red wine, a number of bottles of scotch, vodka, whiskey, and other things. So this year, it's only going to be the alcohol portion. The best part, you see. Yes, the best part of it, you darling. Yes. Oh, what? Okay. Time for music again. And we are going to listen to Henry Mancini with the Pink Panther theme. Thank you. Henry Mancini and the Pink Panther theme from the Pink Panther series, which actually began originally with A Shot in the Dark, which was the first Pink Panther film. There's actually one time a year, and something that I've been doing for years, where if the weather is really icky, usually on a weekend, or if I really have nothing to do for one day, I will sit down and actually watch the entire series of films. And I will also throw in The Party as well, because the collaboration between Peter Sellers and Blake Edwards was absolutely fantastic. Love watching it, you know, Inspector Clouseau. There was a couple of remakes that were done. One was, I think it was The Son of the Pink Panther, which was starring Roberto something, an Italian actor. And then the ones that were starring Steve Martin, American comedian Steve Martin, as Inspector Clouseau. And I also enjoyed those as well. Well, I didn't enjoy The Son of the Pink Panther. I thought that one was just dreadful. But the Pink Panther films, the two that were Steve Martin, I thought were actually quite good. And Steve Martin did a very good job with it. Kept an open mind with it. He played it, of course, slightly different than what Peter Sellers did, which is actually the secret to whenever you have a role that is performed by one actor who then leaves the role and then it continues by another. You cannot have the actor coming in, or the actress, doing it exactly the same way. Otherwise, people say, he's just copying it. But Steve Martin didn't copy Peter Sellers. He did his own version of Inspector Clouseau, you know, which, so that's why it only worked. Let's see. Oh, yes, the big news this week concerns Radio Australia. Yes, well, Radio Australia has announced that they are going to cease all their shortwave transmissions to Asia and the Pacific on January 31st next year, as alternatives such as FM and the internet become more prevalent in the region. And there's been a lot of discussion about this on various DX blogs. But that should be interesting. We actually, like I said, this week's Media Network is actually discussing that. And also we're joined by a young guy by the name of Paul Walker, who lives in a place in Alaska, literally, well, this is how cut off he really is from everything. The only telephone and satellite into that one area of Alaska that he lives in is via satellite. And I said, well, what's the... And I don't remember the name of the place. And I said to him, wait a second. Yes, I do remember. Because if I open this and I remove this, I can find it right away. It is called Galica. I think it's Galica. Galica, Alaska. Galalan. Galalan, Alaska. There we go. Galalan, Alaska. And I asked him once, what is the closest big... Because this is not a big city. I said, what is the closest big city? And he went, that's about 3 hours away by plane. That's how cut off they are. Anyway, he also joins us on this week's Media Network to discuss... what are we discussing? We're discussing... what are we discussing? Oh, yeah, we're discussing the Radio Australia, but also we were looking at the reaction from DXers. Yes. In the first, 24 hours since the announcement was made. So Paul Walker, a fun guy. And he also does a program that airs on shortwave called Rock and Roll Classics, which is also a very interesting show. A lot of fun. So, Paul J. Walker on this week's Media Network, as well as Nigel Holmes, the former frequency manager of Radio Australia, who talks to us about Shepparton. Okay, time now for more music. Doris Day and Everybody Loves a Lover.
Everybody
Love's a lover, I'm a lover. Everybody loves me anyhow, that's how I feel. Wow, I feel just like a Pollyanna. I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves me, yes they do. And I love everybody since I fell in love. The most popular personality. I can't help thinking it's no one else but me. Gee, I feel just about 10 feet tall. Having a ball, guess you might call me Pollyanna. Everybody loves a lover.
Doris Day and Everybody Loves a Lover. Now, there's a question that came in recently from Greg, who was asking me, why is it every time he uses Google Translate from something in Chinese to English, the English always looks funny? Well, I should say, Greg, that it actually works both ways. Now, Google Translate or any of these electronic translating devices are fantastic. If you're looking up one word, for one word, 99% of the time, they are fantastic. There's still that 1% that sometimes there is no translation for an English word or a Chinese word. So what happens is, if you put a sentence in Chinese, the translation sometimes will come out really funny because when you're translating from English to Chinese or Chinese to English, many languages, many languages, you sometimes have to rewrite things so it actually makes sense. Now, I will give you an example of an English word where there is really no translation at all. If I said to you, what is the sentence again? Let me think of a way to put it into a sentence. Oh, if you said he was a rising star or she was a rising star, we all know what that means. But in Chinese, if you translate that literally, he or she was a rising star. And I should mention that sometimes some people may notice this, but sometimes when you hear Chinese people speaking and they're referring to a he and she, they'll say the she is a he, the he is a she. That's because in Chinese there is only one word for he and she, all right? Now, if you say in Chinese, he was a rising star, he is a rising star. In Chinese, what you're saying is there's a star in outer space and it's rising. Even if you put he in front of it, it doesn't matter. That's what it will mean. A star in the sky is rising. Now, if you translate it, if you take the Chinese, 什么继续我, and translate that back into English, then it really sounds funny. Because you have to be very specific. You have to be very, very specific. And it will turn out to be something like, if I translate it directly, he or she is a very famous person. And their popularity has been going up. That's how long it is. And just to give you an idea of how funny translations are, a friend of mine, she was applying for a university course in psychology at Taida, and she had to write a letter to the head of the psychology department at Taida, and it had to be written in English, because the course was in English. And she wrote it out, and I said, well, look, if you want help, let me look at it after, see if it makes any sense. So she wrote it out in Chinese, and then she translated it herself, and she said, oh, I just emailed it to you. So I opened up my email, and I went, oy vey, this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So I picked up the phone, called her, and said, what do you want to say? And I was taking notes. I said, okay, look, let me rewrite it for you, because this is all gibberish. So I rewrote it for her, and the one page and a half in Chinese, in English, turned out to be half a page. And she said, what? I put all this. I said, yes, but you're putting, you cannot translate directly from Chinese to English. It is just impossible. And sometimes with books, now I have a book by a Chinese author called Li Bai. The version in Chinese is 221 pages. The English translated version is 179 pages. You see? That's the big difference. There are many songs. This is the way I'm segueing into the next song. There are many songs, you see. Many songs that are originally in English that have been translated into Chinese. But they're not translations. They have to be rewritten, hopefully with the same kind of meaning. And we're going to listen to one right now. The song is actually by Robbie Williams called Better Man. And this one is performed by a Hong Kong singer who was actually born in Taiwan, who I've known for many years. She's absolutely wonderful. She's a lot of fun to hang out with. Sandy Lam. Here she is with Robbie Williams, Better Man.
Shang-Chi 心田，泪水洗净昨天，用未来时间它辽阔世界，分享一切关于爱，无论谁都期待爱美好句点。当我相信
my good friend Sandy Lam with Better Man, a song that she released in 2001 from the CD of the same name, 2001. And when she recorded that song, she actually had recorded two versions of it in two different dialects, both in Chinese, one in Mandarin that was released in China, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, and then another version in Cantonese that was released in Hong Kong, Macau, and Singapore. And she also recorded the version in English that was released in Hong Kong and Singapore. Actually, so she recorded it three times. There are a number of singers from Taiwan and Hong Kong that will sometimes record in both languages. Another one, actually, who passed away many years ago, she was a giant of Cantonese pop music, Anita Moy, would record often in Mandarin and Cantonese and others as well. Because even though Hong Kong is a big music market, with only 7.5-8 million people, it's not as big as, say, China, so they always will record something for the China market specifically. Anyway, and by the way, the song that we just listened to, Better Man, even though, like I said, it's not a direct translation, they had to rewrite it, but the meaning of the version by Robbie Williams in English is still in the Chinese version. So, they rewrote it, but they kept the same meaning in it. It's a fantastic CD. There's a couple of other songs on here as well that she did that are from other singers. And if you go to YouTube and put in the name Sandy Lam, that's S-A-N-D-Y, the family name Lam, L-A-M, you'll find a number of her videos and live performances singing in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. Before we go, if you want to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And I also just want to mention one more thing before we go, and that is the special holiday programs that I was telling you about. Some of them will air on our twice weekly Times to North America, which is a Wednesday and a Friday. The times, of course, are at our website. So some of those programs will be airing beginning next Wednesday, Friday, for the next 3 weeks. You'll be hearing some special PCJ programs on those two frequencies as well. So, okay. I shall leave you now. Yes, I shall leave you. We're going to close today. Oh, yeah, remember, special programs coming up. I already said that. It doesn't matter. Just to remind you once again in case you weren't listening. Mind you, I never listen to myself anyway, so it doesn't matter. To leave you today, we're going to take a listen to two orchestras back-to-back. Actually, they're not really back-to-back. They're playing together. Two giants of jazz. The Count Basie Orchestra and the Duke Ellington Orchestra with a session from an album that they recorded back in the 1950s. Here they are with Jumpin' at the Woodside. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.